You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Tomorrow is arguably the second biggest day in the world of financial markets in relation to South Africa. It's the day we have the finance minister deliver his midterm budget policy statement. I say the second biggest day because the only real thing bigger than that is Budget Day. But we are going to be focusing on that. We're going to be looking ahead to the expectations tomorrow. We've got a special budget show lined up tomorrow. We're going to be doing a double bill on the afternoon show, The National Pulse, with Ashraf Garda, as well as on our evening show. We're going to be unpacking the midterm budget policy statement and what was said. But we can't do that without knowing what to expect. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Christopher Lewin, senior economist at PwC, to take a look at some of the budget expectations, or at least the midterm budget expectations. Good evening, Dr. Lewin. Lovely to speak to you again. Tomorrow is the first midterm budget policy statement of the government of national unity, the government of coalitions, whatever we're calling it. It's the first time we're getting this joint statement in this format in 30 years. What are we expecting?
Well, we're hoping for more of the same. Apart from generally wanting that, when you hear budget speeches, you don't want to see something shocking or out of the ordinary. You want things to be predictable, stable, etc. So apart from wanting that, we can also understand that most of the major parties within the government of national unity have similar fiscal goals. We want to invest in infrastructure. We want to spend money on social needs. We want to pay social transfers. So I'm not expecting anything different from the finance minister than what he probably would have spoken about in Feb, except some of the number details, because the fiscal policy or fiscal philosophy of the GNU is not that much different from the one that we had previously.
When we look at that fiscal policy, Christy, there are obviously some outstanding issues that the National Treasury has had to juggle for the last couple of budget statements, and we've had some issues added to that. So I'm thinking about things like stabilizing the debt to GDP ratio, managing our long-term debt objectives, recently getting us off grey listing that we've now been added onto. Are you expecting that a lot of these will be addressed and dealt with? We know in the main budget that took place in February, there was a conversation around these are serious pressing issues. And this is kind of really the first time we're going to get an update on those.
Yeah, look, those serious pressing issues have been around for a while. So the grey listing, we've had that for the past 2 years. The increase in debt has been around since before COVID, actually. And it's one of our biggest challenges because every year when we plan where the budget is going, the assumption on where the economy is going is a bit optimistic. So we're thinking economic growth is going to be better than it's probably going to pan out to be. That means that our revenues are going to be less than expected. The tax revenues collected by SARS and government. In the end, our fiscal deficit is either bigger or we need to cut spending. And all of those things feed into debt continuing to rise. Now, we've always had, for many years now, we've had this plan that over the next 3 years, debt will peak as a percentage of GDP, stabilize, and then come back down. But that's moved out every it feels like almost every time there's a budget, we've got this three-year plan. And so there's talk about having some kind of mechanism that puts a ceiling on debt. And to get that done, you'll have to rein in spending. Now, that's a difficult one. Another key thing that's been around for a long time is the cost of the public sector wage bill. It has been coming down as a percentage of total spending, but still, we know that at the moment there are negotiations on the go, and I think at this point, government and Labour is quite wide apart from where they should be. So, honestly, it's the same kind of big-ticket items that we've had to sort out for quite some time. And unfortunately, I'm thinking that on many of them, we're going to hear that we'll give more details or we'll give solutions in Feb. That's often the challenge with this medium-term budget. The big decisions are made in February with the main budget. So I'm thinking we're not going to get all the solutions we need. We're probably going to kick some of them down the road still.
I wonder if it might be time to change that as well. Now would be as good a time as any to start splitting the big news items between the two budgets. One of those items that came up earlier this week was the ANC's Economic Transformation Committee, or the subcommittee rather, announcing that they had plans from a government perspective at least to expand the zero-rated VAT food basket. Now I wonder if we'll get those VAT announcements, because we don't typically see major tax announcements happen at the midterm budget policy statement. But it's interesting that the timing of the statement by the ANC lines up with a couple of days before the budget. What do you make of that, Christy?
No, that's true. I mean, there's pressure from everywhere to do this specific action, because we know that when you take VAT away, immediately there's a big price difference that can kick in. And it's been a while since we've revised this list of VAT-free products. And some of the big ones up at the moment would be different kinds of chicken products, which is a staple food. It's our number one protein in the country. You would really impact the average person by bringing down the costs of chicken by removing VAT. So there's pressure from all kinds of directions. Again, adjustment to the VAT system, the VAT rate or the VAT list, those always happen in Feb. And I would agree with you. It's actually a good time to do it now because people are struggling. Yes, they will still be struggling in Feb, but we could win quite a few months actually if we think about this. Now, that obviously doesn't take into account the processes that government needs to go through to look at these things and approve them. So I'm thinking, again, it's going to be a bit too quick. We'll probably have to wait till Feb, but I'm sure the finance minister is going to speak about this because it's one of our key cost of living challenges right now, alongside the issue of the fuel price, which we've also heard for quite some time is going to be changed with the calculation. Putting my bets on February, to be very honest, but the finance minister must speak on these topics. That's essential.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how that all shapes up. I'm sure you and I will catch up after the budget to try and dissect the things that left us happy, sad, and probably disappointed. For now, we'll leave it at that. Christy, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Dr. Christy Viljoen, Senior Economist at PwC, joining us to share his budget expectations ahead of tomorrow's midterm budget policy statement.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.